and a warm welcome to this week's Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. Sit back for the next half hour and enjoy a few of the recordings of Lynn Larson. Track from one of Lynn's first LP albums released in 1967, Doing the New Lowdown from the all-Negro stage musical Blackbirds of 1928. The organ was the Wurlitzer in the Joseph Kearns, later Bob Carson studio in Hollywood, California. Lynn Larson is a native of Southern California. He first studied piano at age 3 and graduated to organ at age 7. But on first hearing George Wright at the Rialto Theatre South Pasadena, Lynn's interest turned to theatre pipes. He first came to public attention in the 1960s and went on to become principal organist at Organstop Pizza in Phoenix and Mesa in the early 1970s. From one of his first LP albums on the Mesa Wurlitzer, this is Scott Joplin's The Entertainer.
Thank you.
The Entertainer from 1902 and given a new lease of life in the 1973 film The Sting. Lynn's career spanned some 5 decades, and for much of that he was in great demand for concerts at the Nethercup Collection in San Silmer, a northern suburb of Los Angeles. Fortunately, Lynn cut several albums on the Wurlitzers in the music room, of which there have been 2. Stairway to the Stars was taped on the first Wurlitzer, a relatively small instrument which was destroyed by the 1994 Los Angeles earthquake. While Lynn left the Organstop employ in the 1980s, he returned in 2000 to record a CD on the Mesa Wurlitzer, which by then had been considerably enlarged to almost the size of the San Filippo Behemoth in Barrington Hills, Illinois. Much of that album was devoted to music from the De Silva, Brown & Henderson stage musical from 1927, Good News, but the remainder of the 22 tracks included items that are all too rarely featured on theatre pipes. This is a 1954 composition that hit the charts for Perry Como on both sides of the Atlantic, Papa Loves Mambo. ¶¶ Shine On Harvest Moon from the 1908 Ziegfeld Follies, and also featured in a show called Miss Innocence. Lynn Larson and one of the most popular of recording venues, the Senate Theatre Detroit, which is owned and operated by the Detroit Theatre Organ Society. The track came from an LP taped on the Senate Wurlitzer in 1976. With his classical music background, Lynn usually featured at least one classically flavoured item in his concerts, and some of his best recordings in this vein were made on the massive Sanfilippo Wurlitzer that I mentioned earlier. The organ and assembly of some of the best pipe work from many instruments was specified by Lynn in his other role of consultant and designer, so he was uniquely qualified to play it. This is The Chinese Dance from Victor Herbert's Suite of Serenades, published in 1924 and first performed in public that year by the great Paul Whiteman Orchestra. Chinese Dance by Victor Herbert, Lynn Larson and the Sanfilippo Wurlitzer. Lynn made many foreign tours to Europe and Australia, resulting in some very special performing partnerships, which his best known was undoubtedly with Tony Fenelon. They performed many times together, usually with Tony playing piano, and during Lynn's 1970 tour of Australia, they recorded an album called Lynn at the Dendy, that is, the Dendy Theatre in the Melbourne suburb of Brighton, on the Wurlitzer that had been rescued from the Capitol Theatre Melbourne in the early 1960s. Thank you. Charles Williams' theme from the 1960 Jack Lemmon and Shirley MacLaine film The Apartment, originally composed in 1949 as Jealous Lover. Tony Fenelon on piano and Lynn Larson playing the Dendy Wurlitzer. I've time for just two more numbers, which certainly doesn't do justice to Lynn's career, but for the first, I've chosen a novelty composed by Bernard Barnes in 1928, Dainty Miss. The organ is the second and much larger Wurlitzer in the Nethercutt Collection's Music Room in San Silmar, released on a CD in 1996. For today's final track, I'm going back to where it all began for Lynn, the Rialto Theatre, South Pasadena, but not featuring the Wurlitzer, since by 2005, when this recording was made, it had long since been removed after a fire damaged the theatre. Lynn was a long-time tonal consultant for the Allen Organ Company and designed the instrument in this recording. Designated as a Lynn Larson signature with the not-so-snappy model number LL324Q, the music is Terry Tucci's Holiday in Rio. Thank you. After around a half century of entertaining on theatre pipes and as a tonal consultant for both pipes and digital organs, Lynn was forced into retirement a few years ago because of a trapped nerve in one of his arms which caused a lack of sensation in his hand. He now manages his family property portfolio in Southern California. Fortunately, Lynn recorded a large number of albums, some 50 of which are in the Hot Pipes library. That's all for this week. Please join me next time for more great music from the King of Instruments, the Theatre Pipe Organ. Until then, it's goodbye from me, Steve Ashley, and Hot Pipes.